Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Initially, what did you see out there today?
I thought I saw a solid effort, but it's Friday, and so we still got some time. He was listed as a partial participant and given a questionable designation, and we'll see what the weekend leads us.
All right, there you have it. Good afternoon, everybody, wherever you are listening, 93.7 FM, 93.7thefan.com, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, where you can comment and chat with us throughout the show. X on Twitter, Charlie Borges pinning our live stream to the top of that page right now, so you can easily listen to us all show long. Over the next 4 hours, we will break down Steelers Bears as we have two things in play here. The Steelers all time lack of success in Chicago. It is jarring. One win all time. That's it. Since 1933, one win. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who has owned the Bears over the years, 25-4 outright, 12-3 at Soldier Field. And Mike Tomlin told you right there moments ago, Jeff Hathorne, there's a video online. He's right there in the mix. He's practically hovering over Tomlin as he says, solid effort today, limited participant in practice. He will be given the questionable designation for Sunday's game. I will say, talking to some birdies out there,
tweet, tweet, chirp,
and some
chirp.
Birdies who might have thought earlier in the week it would be Mason Rudolph, after today, those birdies have flipped to Aaron Rodgers.
I was about to say something. It would have made you laugh very, very hard to start the show.
Why would you not want us to laugh and have a good time together
today? But it would have been too direct of an identifier for who one of those birdies might have been. And I did not want to put that into the world, Ricky Bobby. But yes, I've heard the same thing, because you passed it along, that this person has flipped their opinion and that they think it'll be Rodgers.
Does that make you feel like the Steelers are going to win the game?
I hate doing this to you after, although you did it and we kind of made it a theme of that Chargers game, and then you went and picked the game correctly. Just like that Chargers game, oddly enough, and they're going into a much more genuine, hostile road environment, a place where they never win.
Yeah, this is not going to be a Steelers home away from home situation.
No, not at all. This is a real road game, and it's in a place where they're not very often seen, and it's a house of horrors for them when they are there. The Bears have a very good offense. They run the ball really, really well, and Caleb Williams is absolutely coming along under Ben Johnson's tutelage. I don't have a good feel for this game right now.
You don't have a good feeling, or
I don't have a good feel.
Uh-huh.
I can make a very convincing case that the Steelers have found some solutions defensively and are going to be able to bottle up what has been a very productive running game, and are going to force Caleb Williams to do more passing than maybe they want him to do, and they're going to win the game that way. I could also maybe make the case that Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, is going to play, and he's going to find something that he just has in that stadium. And he's going to look, you know, better than he has in recent weeks, even though he's playing hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I can also, this is where it comes from, I can very easily envision a scenario where, while the Bears have been escape artists a little bit during this 7-1 run, that they just come in there, run the ball on the Steelers, Williams makes some plays, keeps Tomlin up at night by extending plays, and not that the Bears win going away, but that they win in pretty impressive fashion. I do not have a great definitive feel for this football game. Having like tried to crunch all of it. The only thing is, I'll say, I feel like the coaching advantage right now is on Chicago's side of things, because the head coach calls the plays there. And I think he is a, Tom would acknowledge this about him, he is a very good schemer of running plays. He did it in Detroit. He's doing it for the Bears. And I think the Steelers are vulnerable to a team that actually is committed to running the ball and good at it.
I'm going to say something, and I'm going to allow for people to react here at 412-928-9370 because I want to genuinely get your reaction as a fan on this one. If the best Tomlin can do is say he was solid, we didn't have him go through a full practice, and I'm going to call him questionable for Sunday. Right now, in our minds, it's 50-50. Now, you can say, Chris, you think it's better than 50-50 because Aaron Rodgers practiced and Aaron Rodgers wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's really the best Mike Tomlin can do with a 41-year-old quarterback, and you have a backup quarterback who's played really, really well, and if you lose this game, it's not really the end of the world because it's an NFC game. And you've got Buffalo next week, and you've got the Ravens to the week after that.
Yeah.
I think for people out there that want Mason Rudolph to play, that's a pretty darn compelling argument for him to play. It's not one of those things where you started the week on Tuesday and said, we'll wait and see. And then by the time we got to Friday, he went through a full practice with the brace on and he gave the thumbs up. If he, to play devil's advocate on Rodgers playing, if he can't go through a full practice on Friday with the brace on, what makes anybody think he can get through a 60-minute game with a brace on where he's going to get hit and tackled and crushed by bigger men than him for an entire game? You know, like he should be able to go through a full practice, right?
But isn't part of the whole gambit here that we think that he maybe was limited on purpose because they want to continue to get Rudolph some reps and they don't think he needs much ramp-up time?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, they don't think he, you know, limited is you do what? Just less than normal? You'd go through everything but fewer reps? That just makes me think that they're playing games with the obvious designation that you can play games with, which is questionable. Usually when a player to me is questionable, I don't know about you, in recent years, I think they're going to play. Like, I just think that even if they're limited, especially if it's a guy like him who's not like counting on his legs,
Chris,
or anything else,
he
he's going to play.
I think he is going to play.
You're just wondering if it's a good idea.
Yes, I'm saying if he
can't. So the real question is banged up Aaron Rodgers better, and, period, than Mason Rudolph?
And this is where we started the week. And I told you on Monday, I would probably go with the guy that's 25-4 against the Bears all time and just expect him to go out there and find a way to get it done because that's what he's always done against them for 20 years. But the more I've thought about this, the more I'm starting to lean towards Rudolph. He's played well. He's gone on the road and he's won big games for you. There's some question about whether or not the Bears are even that good of a team. The thing that scares you about them as defensively is interceptions. And Mason Rudolph in regular season games has taken really good care of the football for you. So Aaron Rodgers, not as much.
So you are joining the veritable cornucopia of listeners far and wide who have decided that Mason Rudolph should be the man at least this week, and if not this, not just this week, but moving forward. It sounds like you are traipsing over to that side of things.
As you said, you don't have a good feel about the game.
One way, I don't have a good
feel about
it.
The game.
Yeah,
I don't have a great feel over who should play quarterback. But this new piece of evidence, he couldn't even go through a full practice today, makes me lean more towards Rudolph.
Man, I just think that the not full practice is almost like a deliberate gambit on the Steelers' part.
That's a stupid gambit. I care more about seeing what my player can do for a full practice than I do, like, trying to trick the Bears. As if they don't have enough assistant coaches and they can't, like, prepare their players.
I know, but it's also a thing where going through it on a limited basis, you might think you've seen enough. If the player reports back, I feel fine, my wrist is fine.
Then have them go through a full practice. It's not like Friday's a grueling practice. Friday's a light practice compared to Wednesday and Thursday, excuse me. If he went through a full practice today, I would say, all right, he's totally fine. The brace doesn't bother him. He's good. The fact that he didn't go through a full, you just said it means they're also preparing Mason Rudolph. If he gave him the thumbs up and he's healthy and good to go, Mason Rudolph got prepared on Wednesday and Thursday. Why does he need Friday to prepare too? He went into a game ice cold and played well. Why does he need a third day to get ready?
I mean, then that's,
today should have been about Aaron Rodgers.
Then that supports the idea that maybe it is just, I don't know, maybe it is going to be Rudolph. But I think it's going to be Rodgers, and I think they're going to lean on veteran deference here, and that they didn't feel like they needed to see a full participation day. But the fact that he's going to play with a broken wrist after being limited at best all throughout the week, I think is going to throw open the windows for second-guessing them.
If he doesn't play well...
Well, not even if they lose 38-34 and he throws four touchdowns, no one's second guessing.
Yeah, that's Tomlin's defense.
Yeah, it's
Fry.
Hold on, on your shoulder, there are two devils who can find reasons to criticize Tomlin. But if they lose and the offense stagnates and he looks like, even if they yank him out of the game because he's not himself, and it's two quarters of bad football and that puts him behind the eight ball, it's going to leave them wide open for second guessing.
All right, I'll give people a chance to first guess here. Who should be playing quarterback on Sunday? Mike Tomlin just called Aaron Rodgers questionable. He didn't even go through a full practice. He said the effort was solid. Would that be enough for you to play him against the Bears? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It has felt over the last few days like this is Mason Rudolph season. Like people are rallying around Mason Rudolph. So I would expect that we would have some people who would call in right now and say, this is a bad idea to play 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Go back to Mason Rudolph. Trust him, Mike Tomlin. Believe in your backup quarterback. If he can't even go through a practice, go with the guy who hasn't lost a regular season start for you since that game against the Browns at the end of the 2020 season. Does that sound right?
When was the Lions game?
That was a tie. He didn't lose it.
Then, yes, I think it is that Browns game. And didn't you and I praise him and say that was the best he had ever looked in the fourth quarter of that game?
That's the last time he's lost a regular season game for you. 412-928-9370. Maybe people think it should be Aaron Rodgers, and there's nothing really to talk about here. I don't know. Would love to know from you. Here's Emmanuel to start us off. Hello, E.
Hello. Hey, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's going to start, and I think him at 90% or better. 90% or better is better than a Mason Rudolph.
Oh, boy. You better be careful saying that. You might have just incited a riot in half the city here.
But, Emmanuel, if he's 90%, why can't he even go through a full practice today?
Just for precautionary measures, and also the fact that he's a veteran. I'm very confident. I think the Steelers will win, by the way, with or without Mason Rudolph. I think.
Really?
Yes, and then this is weird. I'm going to give Mike Tomlin his credit. I think he's going to run rings around Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Bears. I think we're going to win in a low-scoring game, but 23-14.
That team, by the way, other than losing to the Ravens, that team since their bye week has not run for less than 140 yards in a game, other than one time against the Ravens where they still almost got to 100.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.